thinks he's so special. There. I'm going to give him some horns, a little tail, and a beard. And I'm going to, oh, hi. James from Ingrid. I was just getting ready for the lesson. Hi, this is Mr. E Special. And yeah, there. There, he's all perfect again. He's doing a special because his name is E. He thought he would do the magic E. For English, when you're learning English, and for many people learning English, well, here's something I've always said when I taught or when I teach. English is a very stupid language. You must say everything. But the problem with that is, English is not a phonetic language, which means just because you write it, it doesn't mean you say it. So we're going to do some lessons, and this is one of them, where I will try and help you with spelling, because you won't be able to get it from the words. It's not like Spanish. So one of the things is you can use markers. These are markers. Markers help us find things, right? Well, in the English language, we use markers to tell us something about whether this letter will make a sound or whether it changes the sound or what sound the letter should make. In this case, we're going to work with the magic E, okay? And we have it here. Markers are letters that don't represent sounds. They don't say, this is the sound, but they tell us the sounds of the other letters in the word. E does that. It's a very, very good friend of ours. It's special, like this marker. Okay, so in this case, we're going to talk about the silent E or the magic E. The silent E is a marker of a long vowel sound, right? And that means it's going to say A, E, I, O, U instead of A, E, U, E. Drink too much, you sound like that. Okay, so it's going to tell us that it's a long vowel sound of the syllable that finishes. What is a syllable? It's a vowel sound, right, from a grouping. So just keep that in mind. So when you say something like perfect, or, sorry, better, my name, James, even though it's got two vowels, it's only got one vowel sound. So it's a single syllable, right? There. Okay, so it also tells, okay, so the first thing it will tell us is that it's a long vowel. And let's give an example. Well, this word is wrong. There's no matty. I meant to put this. Mat. Mat is something you stand on in your house when you get out of the shower or the bath. A piece of fabric that keeps your feet dry or keeps the floor dry. Mat. But when you add the magic E, that's why I put the E there, mate. All of a sudden, the A becomes A, mate. What about the next one? Well, if you like chocolate cake like I do, baby. Okay, you're fat. But if you meet the doctor, Dr. Fate, A becomes A. Dr. Fate, you'll go read a comic book. How about not? I often have girlfriends go, you're not going there this evening. And I would go, but I want to. So the O becomes O. When I write her a very nice note, I write her a note saying, I love you, baby. She goes, oh, well, you can come here now. No more nuts, all right? Okay. What about the next one? Cut. Well, if you meet Mr. E and you touch his girlfriend, he's going to cut you. He's going to cut you real good. But if his girlfriend likes you, it must be because you're cute. So becomes you, cute. This one, do you know this one? I love when foreign students try and say this one, they go, hoogie. It's a hoogie, right? I'm like, no, it's a hug. Hug. To hold someone and hold them tight close to you, right? Hug. But I have a bad joke. I won't say it because my Russian students are always, you must be more serious, much more serious when you do these lessons. But huge. Insert your own joke. Insert means put in. Put your own joke here. Huge means very big. Once again, huge, not . Now, some people tell on me when I do bad things, and we call those people rats. They also live in the basement of my house. Send me money. I need to move. Bad. Okay. But If you're important in Toronto, you rate. That means you're important. You get special consideration. Or we say, what is the rate? How much do I have to pay? Rate. What is the rate? Right? Next, pin. Pin. We usually use this for clothing. Pin. Pin things together. Or if you break your arm, they'll put a pin to hold it together. Pin. But I love the smell of pine in the morning. It smells like napalm. No, that's another movie. Yeah, Apocalypse James. Okay. And rag. my clothes are rags. Got a hole here. I don't want to show you back here. It's got holes. But I do fly into a rage, which means being very angry. Like Hulk, me Hulk. Not really. Hulk is bigger and stronger. Rage. So I've shown you examples where I took words, added the magic E, and they went from short vowels to long vowels, right? Syllables, single syllable words. So make it easy for you, all right? Now, what else does the magic E do? What else does the magic E do? See, I can speak English and gibberish. Those are my two best languages. Number two, it also tells us something about the V sound. Some of you have problems with the V sound because it can be either more like an F or a V. It buzzes. V. Feels Spanish when I say that. Okay? Now, what happens in this part is it vibrates. And it tells us that if you have an E at the end, it becomes a V, a vibration sound, and it still has the long vowel sound. For instance, bathe. When you take a bath at night, that's ah. But you bathe, that's more of the verb sound. It's more of a verb. I bathe, that's the action. So by adding the E, not only do we change it from a noun to a verb, we get the V vibration, and we know it's a verb. How about cloth? Cloth is material. But when you put it on your body, we say clothes. You're putting some clothing on yourself. Once again, it becomes a verb, and we get the V sound. So it becomes long O, clothe. And the last one, I loathe it. Loathe means hate. After you fly into a rage, you will probably loathe something. Once again, I'm going to be off for a second, but look. Low, as in long O, V, vibration because of the E. Okay? I'm quite aware that you didn't loathe that lesson. I'm sure you loved that lesson. I'm looking forward to teaching more. So let's go quickly over the letter E. When you see the magic E at the end of a syllable, it's going to make a long vowel sound, A-E-I-O-U. It'll also, if there's a T-H, make it vibrate, th. So it's going to help you when you're reading with your pronunciation. I hope you love the lesson, not loathe it. By the way, you should bathe. Check out the smell yourself lesson. Clean yourself, you like that one. Okay, I think that's about it. Mr. E, you did a great job. I take it back, you're not a worm at all. You're a man of stature. No more ears for you. And you guys, you need to go to the website, which is www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com, where you'll see myself and other great teachers willing and ready to teach you. You might actually meet a mate, because that's your fate. So take note. She might be cute. He might be huge. And you do rate. Don't pine over them or fly into a rage when they leave you. But if you bathe, I'm almost sure, and you clothe yourself just well, you won't loathe yourself anymore. Ingvid, bye.